Blog Talk Radio.
I am redeemed, bought with a price. Jesus has changed my whole life. If anybody asks you just who I am, tell them I am redeemed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am redeemed and bought with the price. Jesus has changed my whole life. You just tune in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. To God be the glory. We want to say happy Resurrection Day to all of you all around the world, around the nations. We are so glad that you are here with us today. And we just thank God for you being here. We want to welcome all of our new listeners, and we want to encourage you to follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. And you can also follow us there on Facebook, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, or my personal page there on Facebook. You can just follow me there on Pinterest, Instagram, Google Blog. You can also follow us there. You just have to click the button and follow us there. You don't have to send me a friend request. You can just click the follow button and you will be following the ministry. Amen. So we want to encourage you to do that. This year, Voice of Truth will be celebrating 10 years of doing the work of ministry for the living God. And we want you to be a part of that. And it's on July 31st, 2022. So we want you to be a part of that. Lock that in on your phone. And we just thank God for you being here today. What a beautiful day it is just to be among the land of the living. What a mighty God that we serve, that he's able to do all things but fail us. Amen. I am your host, Minister Elaine Jackson, coming to you live from the deep south. Amen. To God be all of the glory. Blessings unto all of you and your family. We pray that you had an awesome day in the Lord, enjoying family and friends and your dinners that were prepared for today. And we just thank God again for you being here today. Amen. To God be all of the glory. We want to ask also for you to connect to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. Voice of Truth is under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Ryle and Pastor Joseph Ryle. You can follow them as well there on Facebook, Pastor Joseph and Prophetess Yvonne Ryle, I think it is on Facebook, and Yvonne Ryle. You can follow them there. This ministry was launched out 10 years ago under the leadership of Apostle and Pastor Joseph Ryle. And so we give God all the glory and honor and thanks unto them, because without them, there would be no Voice of Truth. And so we have to give credit where credit is due and give flowers while they yet live. Amen. So we just thank God for them, because I know that it had not been for them, it would not be a Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. And we are here today because of the man and the woman of God and their obedience to set up the churches for God and discipleship the people of God. And we just thank God for them and pray that God will richly bless them. And I know that they're listening. I want them to know that I love them. I tell everybody I love my leaders. Amen. I was blessed by God to be given such great leaders. Amen. And we just want to thank God again for Apostle Yvonne Ryle and Pastor Joseph Ryle. Many, many blessings unto you in Jesus' name. Amen. We want to go ahead and go into our prayer Lord, we just thank you for allowing us to see another resurrection day. Father, we thank you, for thou art a holy and a righteous God. And we give you all praise and all glory and all honor, and we magnify your name. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to see this day, to be in the land of the living. Some didn't make it to the day, and some came into the day, but I'm no longer here. So, Lord, we ask right now that you will bless every person under the sound of my voice for whatever they need, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that all those who are unsaved, those who are under the sound of my voice, we pray for their souls to be saved. We pray that they will ask, what must I do to be saved? We pray right now, Father, that you give them a revelation of you, oh God. Oh God, we pray right now that they will come out of darkness to your marvelous light, oh God, that their soul may be saved, healed, delivered, and set free. We thank you right now for sending your son, Jesus. We know that he got up and he rose again. We know that he carried the cross. We know that he died for the whole world. He died for many. And we thank you, God, for the shedded blood of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you sent him, that we might have eternal life through the Son of God, for God so loved the world. And, Lord, we thank you right now for every soul that is saved. We pray right now that they will come to their right mind, oh God, and stop wallowing down in sin and come to Jesus. We pray right now on this day that they will come right now unto Jesus. We pray for all those that are backslidden. We pray that they will come and rededicate their life unto Christ. Lord, we ask you to meet every need of every follower of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Meet that need, God. You know what that need may be. We ask you to fill their cup right now in the name of Jesus. Let it be no lack in their home. Let there be peace in their home. Let it be prosperity and wealth in their home in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you will bless every ministry of God. Let every church mortgage be paid, oh God. Keep the lights on in the church and the water on in the church. We ask right now that you will send forth tithes and offerings and partners for this ministry, God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask those leaders not to worry because God got it. Just trust God to do what he's calling you to do. And he will make a way for it to be done, and the bill shall be paid in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you right now, God, that you never failed your people. David said in the word, I have been young and now old, but I never seen the righteous forsaken nor seed begging bread. And we declare and decree your word that your seed shall not beg for bread, Lord. And we shall not lack for no good thing. We thank you, Father God, for going before us and protecting us from all danger, seen and unseen, and all harm, Lord. We thank you for your grace and your mercy that are new every day, Lord. We thank you that it's just another day that God has kept his children. We thank you right now. We pray for these marriages that are going through, these godly marriages, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask you right now to mend those relationships, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We come against every spirit of division that's coming against these godly marriages in the name of Jesus. We send that thing back where it came from in the name of Jesus. We come against every wedge that's drawn in the middle of these houses right now in the name of Jesus. We send it back. Let no man, no woman, no siblings, no sisters, no brother, no judge, not Satan, no wayward children, no stepchildren, separate what God has joined together in holy matrimony. We ask you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, to be the head of these marriages right now, because marriage is honorable before God. Lord, you brought them together, and as my pastor would say, you got to make it work, and you got to keep them together, because you gathered them together, Lord. So you got to make, and whatever this thing that's kind of destroyed this marriage, oh God, It shall not be so in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that it's already done, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We give you praise, honor, and glory. We call those things that be not as though they were in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray right now again for these couples right now. And we do pray that they will seek godly counsel and stop seeking ungodly counsel because they cannot help you nor your marriage. You need some godly counsel. And I pray right now, you can connect with Apostle and Pastor Ryle. They're on Facebook. Leave a number, phone number. They will get back with you so you can get some godly counsel. They've been married for 37 years. And they can help you with that. So I want to encourage you to do that today. Get some godly counsel and get it immediately. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We call it done in Jesus' mighty name. It is so. And it is done in Jesus' name. Well, I know my Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. Let all creation testify. Let this life within me cry. I know my Redeemer lives. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't know about you, but I know that my Redeemer lives. Woo, yes, he does. He lives. He lives. He lives. He lives. He lives. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Give him all praise, Lord. We thank you. We give you all praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. My Redeemer lives. I know he lives. I don't know about you, but I know that he lives. I got to hold my horse. Lord, help me, Jesus. Lord, that's my Redeemer lives. The message will come from Job today. Amen. Job, the 19th chapter. And I'm going to begin reading at verse number 21. And the word of God reads, have pity upon me. Have pity upon me. O ye my friends, for the hand of God has touched me. Why do ye persecute me as God, and are not satisfied with my flesh? Oh, that my words were now written. Oh, that they were printed in a book. That they were graven with an iron pen and laid in the rock forever. I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter days upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself. And my eyes shall behold, and not another. And though my reign be consumed within me. But ye say, why persecute we him, seeing the root of the matter is found in me? Be ye afraid of the sword, for wrath bringeth the punishment of the sword, that ye may know there is a judgment. And we're going to stop right there, but we want to encourage you to go back and read the story of Job. Read this whole chapter and read the chapters before. Amen. But our key scripture today is, I know that my Redeemer lives, and that he shall stand at the latter days upon the earth. About Job. Job, the Bible tells us, was an upright man. And he was a man of God, and he feared God, and he eschewed evil. He was a great man in his land, and he had a lot of confidence in God. Job, I believed in the resurrection because he said, I will see God, and I know that he lives. I know that my Redeemer lived. Job says with a boldness that he know that his Redeemer lived. He said, I'm going to see him again. Job had a strong faith and hope in God. And Job had, I believe the word said, about 7 sons and 3 daughters. And Job had to go through some things. He went through some things because the enemy came to God about Job. And the Bible says that God had given him the authority to touch Job, but not to take his life. And so the enemy went in, and I'm just trying to paraphrase it so we can get where we are right now with the scriptures. When the enemy came in, when the destroyer came in, he took all Job's son. He took all of his wealth. He took Job's flesh, and there were balls upon his flesh, and there was Job still in his integrity, still loving God. He was still had that faith in God. Job yet loved God, and he did not sin against God, even though all those things were coming against Job. Now, you know, a lot of times in our life, we have many things that come in our life. And we have many trials and we have many tribulations, just as Job had. We are being persecuted. We are being judged every day. But we have to know that our Redeemer will live. And we have to know that we will see him again. We have to remember what the word tells us, that he rose again on the third day and he got up, so he still lives. And we have to be as Job, not sin against God, but knowing that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. That same resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that will raise the dead in Christ. But the Bible goes on to tell me Job went through so many things, and here come his friends. And his friends came, and they were supposed to be there to help him and everything, but, you know, at the same time, y'all know how it is when you got those people. They wonder why you're going through what you're going through. Well, I come to tell you that time and chance happens to us all. We're going to go through something, whether we believe in God or not, whether we are unbelieving, whether we're saved or unsaved, we're going to all go through something. Job went through some things. But yet he trusted in God. Yet he had confidence in God. Yet he believed that even if I die, I'm going to see God because my Redeemer lives. And today we go through many things. I can't say about you, but I can say about me. You know, it's not an easy journey when you're walking with Jesus for real. It's a tedious journey. But I know that my Redeemer lives. See, that's my testimony, that I know that my Redeemer lives because I'm here today. And I know one day I'm going to see him. Whether I live or whether I die, I'm going to see my Redeemer. I'm going to see Jesus. I'm going to see the Holy One of Israel. I'm going to see him one day. Job was a man that believed. We have to be men and women of God who believe and know that our Redeemer yet lives and that we will see him again. I know that he lives, and he lives by his Spirit. He lives. He got up, as they said. Job said, I will see God even after my death, no matter what happened to my flesh. If I'm in the grave and the worm eat up my flesh, I'm going to see my God. I know my Redeemer lives. Do you know that your Redeemer lives? You got to know that he lives. You got to believe that he lives. Because our Redeemer still lives, and we will see him again. And even though we go through what we go through, yeah, we're going to die a physical death one day, and we're going to be laid down in a grave, and our flesh will pass away.
But I'm like Job because I believe that one day I'm going to see the Messiah. One day I'm going to see the Redeemer because I know that my Redeemer lives. I'm like Job, I don't know about you, but I know that my Redeemer lives. And I got to testify that he lives. I got to preach that he lives. My Redeemer yet lives. Job knew that his Redeemer lived. He believed in the resurrection. And if you read about, and you read in the volume of the book, if you read about Jesus, because that's what the Bible is about. It's all about the man named Jesus, the Redeemer. He redeemed us. How did he redeem us? By the shedding of his blood. He redeemed us by the shedded blood on the cross. He redeemed us by laying down his life for us. He redeemed us. Our Redeemer lives. Church of God, people of God, saints of God, our Redeemer lives. And we've been bought with a price. And Jesus has saved all of our lives who believe. And all those that are unsaved, Jesus died that you might have eternal life through the Son. That you may know the Redeemer, Jesus Christ the Lord. Because he came for whosoever will, let him come. He came for the soul of me. And he laid down his life for his church. The true church of God, our Redeemer lives. Serve a dead God. We serve a God that lives. We serve a God that got up. We serve him, the living God. God sent Jesus to redeem us from our sins, to redeem the people. He sent him to redeem us from sin and shame. He redeemed us of our sin by the shedding of his blood, his broken body. Jesus Christ, the anointed one, is the living redeemer of the soul of men. Because the redeemer lives, our redeemer lives, we shall live. The dead in Christ shall surely raise. Rise up, and they shall live. Everything around you right now, it may seem like it's dying. But I come to tell you that our Redeemer lives. He is the resurrection and the life. And everything that's around you that seems like it's dying, it shall live. Because he came for our soul, but he came for everything else in our life. He is a God of life. He's a living God. He got the power, and he got the authority. He had the key to death and the grave. Our Redeemer lives. We got to trust Jesus when he said, I am the resurrection, and I am life. We got to believe it and know that our Redeemer lives like Job. People going to come like they came to Job and to judge him. You know, they said to Job, what have you done? What you did, Job? And Job said to him, no, I ain't did a thing. You know, there's some good things, I'm a paraphrase, but there's some good things going to happen to us in our life. And there's going to be some time where some trouble going to come in our life. Things that are not going to be so good and we're not going to like it. But we have to know that our Redeemer lives. And we cannot sin against God, no matter what comes. Even though we may not understand it, we got to know that our Redeemer shall surely come. He's going to redeem us from whatever that thing that is coming against us. He's going to deliver us from it. He's going to deliver our soul from it, whatever it may be. The Lord, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called. He shall come again, the Redeemer live, and he shall come. The first time he came was sin, and he came to redeem us, that we may be forgiven of our sins. But the second coming of Christ, the living God. When he comes, he's not coming for sin, coming to get the true church. The Redeemer yet lives. The Lord, the Redeemer lives. And he's merciful and he's kind. Our Redeemer yet lives. The Bible said, let the Redeemer of the Lord say so, whom he have redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Let us say so. Don't let us be afraid to tell others that God has redeemed us. They may not want to hear, but we got to stay trying to shut the mouth of the believers of Christ. But we got to speak, and we got to speak with a boldness. Because he said, let the Redeemer of the Lord say so. Job was redeemed, and Job let his friend know, you can judge me. In other words, and you can say what you want to say, but I know that my Redeemer lives. I know that I want to see him one day, my Redeemer. He yet lives. And so we got to speak the word of God and let people know that Jesus yet lives. We got to let them know that I stayed up, died on Calvary, that we might have life. And whosoever will, let him come. Because Jesus died that they might live. We got to preach Jesus Christ to the world. We got to preach the true and the living word of God. We got to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We got to preach that Jesus lived and died for men and woman, boy and girl. That all souls might be saved, for the Redeemer, he yet lives. I don't know about you, but I know that my Redeemer lives. I don't know about you, but I know that he lives. Oh, he lives, he lives, he lives. He got up, he lives. Our Redeemer, he lives. We got to believe it. We got to believe that God raised him from the dead. We got to be like Job. And no matter what comes our way, and no matter what comes to steal our faith, and no matter who save us sin, we got to know that our Redeemer lives. And we got to stand for God. We got to stand for Jesus, knowing that he lives. Because he was the propitiation for our sins. And he alone was the only one that died for our sins. And he died for the sins of the world. For God so loved the world. Jesus was the image of God in the flesh, the invisible God. And he came that you and I can have eternal life through the Son of the living God. Jesus redeemed us, and he rescued us from dying in darkness and in sin, that we wouldn't die an eternal death spiritually. He lived, and he rose again, and he's yet alive, and we got to stand on his word. Jesus bared upon him on the cross the burden of sin of the whole world. He was born, he lived, and he died, and he rose again to save us. Not we ourselves, but him. He died that we all might be saved. He shed his precious blood on Calvary as a lamb slain without a blemish and without a spot. Jesus redeemed us through the eternal spirit. Jesus gave unto us eternal redemption by the shedding of his own blood. He gave on himself. And without the shedding of his blood, there would be no remission of sin. God raised him from the dead. that whosoever will come shall live and shall not die. We got to have faith. We must have hope in the living God and Him alone. He redeemed us from death and the grave. The Bible tells us all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. The Redeemer lives. Christ has redeemed us, His church, from the curse of the law. Redeemed us. We live under grace. By faith, we can be saved if we would believe. We can be saved. Job said unto us, I know that my Redeemer lives, and that He shall stand in the latter days upon the earth. He shall stand. He's coming back. I know for sure that the Redeemer lives. He lives, He lives, He lives, He lives. He rolls, He rolls, He rolls. He lives. And He shall come again in the latter day. He will come. He's coming back, y'all. And we got to be ready when He comes. Because He's coming to be ready when He comes. Jesus sacrificed Himself once for sin, that we all might be saved and have eternal life through the eternal Spirit. I want to give the invitation to Christ. You know, today, as we celebrate the Church of God and the followers of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we celebrate the resurrection of our Redeemer, the Redeemer, Christ the Lord. And all of us who are followers of Christ know and should know that our Redeemer lives. And we got to testify of it. Our life has got to show it. And we got to speak it. That's why the Bible said, let the Redeemer of the Lord say so. Let us say so. And even though people may not want to hear it, well, we got to have a boldness and not just a zeal, but a boldness to speak the name of Jesus, our Redeemer, throughout the nation and throughout the world, that souls might be saved, healed, delivered, and set free. Because that's what He came for, that we all may know that the Redeemer lives. And Job said in the word, I know that my Redeemer lives. And if you are unsaved, amen, or you're a church girl, you're blessed. The invitation. And I want to read this before I do the prayer. Christ once offered to bear the sin through His death, His blood. And unto them that look for Him shall He appear, the Redeemer, who yet lives, shall appear the second time without unto salvation. Our Redeemer lives, and He is coming back again. Let us be ready for His return, His church, His people, the Church of God. Those of you that have backslidden, church goers, playing church, let us get ready for Christ's return. Let us come back to Christ, those who are backslidden. Let us get saved for real, those who are church goers. Jesus said, I am the way. I am truth, and I am life. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. And he that believeth in me, though he was dead, yet shall he live. I want to encourage you today to come. If you are not saved, I want to encourage you to come. And you say, well, I got plenty of time. I'm not ready. Why you keep calling me? Well, Jesus is calling you because he loves you. He is there. He's calling you. That's him knocking on your heart. That's that small, still voice telling you to come. We got to come while the blood is yet running warm in our veins. The next second, the next hour is not promised to any of us. The Bible says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that you might have life. Whosoever will, let him come. Because Jesus loves you, and he loved me. That Jesus became that sacrifice for our sins. That we can have eternal life through the Son. We will all die a physical death. And we want our spirit to have eternal life, not eternal death. Today is the day that you ought to come, my sister and my brother. You ought to come today because the Redeemer lives. And he died that you might live. You were worthy that he carried the cross. He shed his blood. He died for you and I. He loves you with an everlasting love. Now, he don't love the sin, but he loves you. And he's calling you to come this day. Make up in your mind to come. If you left this world today, you died today, do you know where your soul will spend eternity? Today is the day that you ought to come, because he lives, and he's calling you to come. He's calling you because he loves you. You don't have to go through whatever you're going through by yourself, because he is the living Savior of the world. So I want to encourage you to come today. And I'll ask you to say this prayer with me. Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. I believe that you live. And I believe that you lived, that you died, and you rose again just for me, that I may have eternal life through you, the Redeemer. I repent of my sin with a godly sorrow. And I come and ask you to be my Savior in Jesus' name. And if you said that prayer, I want you to hit me up there on Facebook, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, and leave me a message there. Leave your number there. Amen. To God be the glory. And if you are backslidden, I want to encourage you to come and rededicate your life back to Christ. Time is now. You know, because we don't know what the next day or second is going to, what it's going to bring. And so many people think we got time, but we got to be ready when that time comes. Because surely as we live, we're surely going to die. Physical death, we're going to have that. Every last one of us. We just don't know the day, not the hour, but it will surely come. And we got to be ready. We have to get ready. We got to know the Redeemer as Job knew the Redeemer. We got to know him for ourselves. Nobody else can do it for us. So I want to encourage you, if you're backslidden, to just say this prayer: Lord, forgive me of my sin. I repent of my sin with a godly sorrow. I turn from sin and sin no more. Asking to create in you a clean heart and renew a right spirit in you. Turn from sin and sin no more, that a worse thing shall not come upon thee. We want to thank God for those that will rededicate their life back to Christ's day. I want you to hit me up on Voice of Truth and leave me a message there. Amen. And all those churchgoers, all them church going, there's so many all around the world. They don't know the Redeemer, but the name on the church wrote. And they went to church on this Resurrection Sunday, not knowing the man named Jesus, the Redeemer. They don't know him for real. And I know, to know that to be a truth, because I used to be a church goer myself. And I used to go to church on Easter Sunday or Resurrection Sunday, whatever one you call it. But I did not know the Redeemer. I didn't know Jesus. I was just going to church because it was a traditional thing. You know, it's a religious thing. It's a religious spirit. But we got to get it right. Because if we die today and our name is just on the church roll, we ain't going to make it in. We must know the Redeemer, Christ the Lord. We must know him for ourselves. The biggest tithe not going to get you in, and all the work you're doing in the church, they're not going to get you in. You got to know the Redeemer. You got to know Jesus Christ, the Lord. He must be your Savior. You must be born again. So if you fit in that category as a church goer, just say this prayer, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. I believe that you lived, died, and rose again just for me. I repent of my sin with a godless sorrow. When I turn my life around, I change my mind. I'm going to live right. That's what repentance means. I'm no longer just going to be a church goer. I want to know you for myself. I don't want to know of you. I want to know you for real. I want to have a relationship with you. I believe that you lived, died, and rose again just for me. Thank you for your shed blood. In Jesus' name. And again, if you fit in any of those categories, please hit me up there on Facebook, and I will get with my leaders, amen, and we will begin the process of discipleship you and helping you get in that place with God, developing your relationship with Christ so that you will know the Redeemer. I want you to know the Redeemer as Job knew the Redeemer. I knew him. I didn't know him years ago. I didn't know him now. I didn't know him for the pardon of my sin. I didn't know the Redeemer. I didn't know Jesus. But I want you to know him. I want you to get it right. I want you to get everything that God has sent Jesus for you to have. And you can only get it through him. That's why he said, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, I am truth, and I am life. So we really want to live the life, it's only through Jesus Christ. The Redeemer. The Redeemer still lives. Amen. To God be the glory. I know that my Redeemer lives. That's so powerful. Because Job was going through so much, yet he said, even in the midst of all those things, he didn't sin against God. And I want to encourage you, don't sin against God. Be as Job. I know that my Redeemer lives. And that ever, whether I live or whether I die, I'm going to see the living God. Because he's coming back, y'all. And we got to know for ourselves that our Redeemer, yes, lives. Amen. Amen. To God be all the glory. I'm going to go ahead and do the BOT announcement. On Sunday, we have for you Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. We are the second half of the hour pile. We're on the air live from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Prophetess Martha is the first half of the hour power, and she's on the air live from 5 to 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Block Talk Radio. They call us the Hour of Power. So on Sunday, you get 2 hours of power. I want to encourage you to get connected to the Hour of Power. Amen. To God be the glory. On Tuesday night, we have One Word from the Lord with my leaders, the Pastor Joseph and Apostle Yvonne Ryle. They're live on the air at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, One Word from the Lord. So we want to encourage you to get connected to the man and woman of God. They are great leaders. I love them. I want to encourage you to get connected. If you are trying to do ministry by yourself, I want to encourage you to inbox them and get with them. Get with somebody that can help you, because you really don't need to be doing ministry by yourself. You need a covering. If you need mentorship, if you need coaching, you need a life coach, if you need godly counsel, whether it be in marriage, finances, whatever it is, they can do it. We are ministry without walls, but we do everything any other ministry does with brick and mortar. I want to encourage you to connect with the man and woman of God. You can connect with Pastor Men there on Facebook, Pastor Joseph Wild. We're calling on men. Amen. We're calling you to come on in. Let's get it right. Amen. Let's come to Jesus while we still have time. I want you to inbox Pastor Joseph Wild. If you got any problem, whatever it is, he's able to help you. Amen. We thank God for you coming. Amen. To God be all of the glory. I want to encourage you to do that, because on this Christian journey, you know, as I said earlier, we was talking about Job today and the things that Job went through. It was not that Job was doing things wrong, and he wasn't doing anything wrong. It really was a test. But I want you to get it right, and I want you to do what God is calling you to do, and you got to have leadership to do that. We cannot do it on our own. And as Apostle said, we can't have a long range of spirit. God has help for you. And I want to encourage you to pray about that thing and ask God, is this the ministry that you need to be under to help you, whether you be a man of God or woman of God, and God has called you to do a work of ministry? I want to encourage you to hit them up there, Yvonne Ryle or Prophet Yvonne Ryle or Pastor Joseph Ryle there on Facebook, and they will get back with you. Amen. I want to encourage you to get it right. Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's get it right while the blood is yet running warm in our veins. Those who are having difficulties, I don't know who it is, but you're on this line. You're on the line. And you're going through some stuff in your marriage. Whew. And you need to get some counseling. You need to get it immediately. And I want to encourage you right now to hit them up today there on Facebook. Yvonne Ryle. Prophet Yvonne, and I'm saying Yvonne Ryle because that's the way it's set up on Facebook. And our last name is spelled R-O-W-E-L-L. R-O-W-E-L-L. Connect with them there. Do it today. Do it today. Get the counsel that you need. So oftentimes we get counsel from people who have never been married. Sometimes we go to psychiatrists or whatever these people we go to, and we go to these people that ain't never been married, ain't got no husband, ain't got no wife. Can't tell you nothing. But I want to encourage you today to make that move and seek the man and woman of God for godly counsel. Amen. And they will help you. I guarantee you that they will. I can tell you that they will. They will help you with it. Nothing too hard for God. You just got to be in the right place with people that truly care. Amen. I want to encourage you to do that. Please do it today. Please, 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 please. Hear God. Do it today. Amen. Also, and I don't know if I mentioned their ministry name on Block Talk Radio, but it is One Word from the Lord. And I know that if you go to them, they're going to give you one word from the Lord. They're going to give you the truth of God's word, and they're going to help you whatever you need help in. Amen. We also want to encourage you to become a partner with Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. You can become a monthly partner, or you can give a weekly offering. You can give monthly offering. And I know that these ministries have been a blessing unto you. If you have been up under these ministries and you've been following these ministries for a long time, I know that you've been getting deliverance, healing, and many other things. And I know that they pray through people through a lot of things. I'm telling you what I know. I'm not telling you what I don't know. I'm telling you what I know. And I want to encourage you to get connected and stay connected to this ministry, Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. It is a ministry of God, and God ordained it before the foundation of the world. So I want to encourage you to come and be a part of what God is doing so that you can get deliverance. And I'm going to ask you to pray about it, because we got to be in the right places. Every ministry, I would say, is not for everybody. But if God has chosen you to be up under this ministry, be one that supports this ministry, you want to be in the place where God has called you to be. You want to be under that leadership, amen. And again, that's Pastor Joseph and Apostle Yvonne Rao. I want to encourage you to do that today, amen. Get connected. God got some great work for some of us to do. We just in the wrong places, amen. We want to thank God for the word of God. We just give him all praise for the word. We want to encourage you, if you have not purchased my ebook, The Heart Reflection, or I Found It in Me, you can purchase it there on Amazon.com for only $2.99. We want to thank you for doing that. On Wednesday, we have Faith Come by Hearing Ministry with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. She's on the air live from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock p.m. No, let me take that back. I'm thinking about Saturday. But she's on the air live at 7 o'clock p.m. There we go. 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, a powerful woman of God. She is truly an elder, seasoned woman of God. A praying woman of God can tear the house down. Elder can show enough pray and show enough preach. So I want to encourage you to be a part of her ministry, because you can glean a lot and learn a lot from a seasoned elder. Amen. And she is a powerful woman of God. And you can follow her there on Facebook, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. You can follow there. You can also follow Prophetess Martha Williams there on Facebook, Prophetess Martha Williams and Martha Williams. And Pastor Joseph, you can follow him there, Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. Prophetess Yvonne Rao, and Yvonne Rao is Apostles Page, so you can follow her there. All you have to do is messenger them there, leave your number there, and they will get back to you. And so we just thank God for the word. I don't know about you, but I know that my Redeemer lives. So we want to encourage you today to stand strong and continue to have faith in God, and yet believe no matter what come your way. And there's some stuff that will come your way, whether you save or unsaved, things will come. But we got to, those who believe and are followers of Christ and have given our life to Christ, to know that our Redeemer lives, and he's soon to come back, and we shall see our God, the living God. We shall see him. Woo! I get so excited about it, y'all. But we want to thank you, and we do hope and pray that you guys will tune in with us next week as well. In Jesus' name, we're going to get ready to get up out of here. Amen. To God be all of the glory. I know that my Redeemer lives. Now for the benediction. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you, Father, before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I say, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Know that God loves you. Know that our Redeemer lives. Have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. Meet us here next week at the same place, at the same time, here on Block Talk Radio, 6:30 p.m.
Eastern Standard Time, I know that my Redeemer lives. God loves you.